Okay, thanks. I'm Dan Bolton. You've just met Jennifer Sable. Chris Baumgartner, unfortunately, is not with us. And if you are one of the two or three people at CSTE who does not know Bryant Karas, he may be in later. But that's our team for this presentation. So this is a conference where I do not have to give you my opioid elevator speech, because everybody here pretty much knows what's going on. One thought I've had recently about the cost is CDC's estimate is currently $80 billion a year or so for healthcare, lost productivity, the criminal justice system. The last estimate that I saw of number of prescriptions was from a few years ago was just over 200 million. So if you want to, you can think of it without going too far into causation as about $300 to $400 in abuse costs for every prescription written in this country. So big deal. One of the ways that has been avenues that's been explored to address the opioid problem is prescription monitoring programs. If you were at the substance use mental health workshop on Sunday, you got to hear Jim Davis do a really nice explanation of how they work. If you're not as familiar, it's basically a big database. When a prescription for a controlled substance is filled, the dispenser sends information to the database: who got it, who wrote it, which drug, how long it's supposed to last, and whether it's a refill. So it's good information for checking on whether people are physician shopping, how much they're getting, if they're getting a combination of drugs that they probably should not. But collecting the information and making it easily accessible is, of course, two different things. So we specifically in Washington have a number of local health departments that are very enthusiastic about getting PMP data to inform their initiatives. And the question is, how do we get it to them in a way that's accessible, meaningful, and so on? It's a big data set. We have about 10 or 11 million prescriptions a year. The file is over 6 gigabytes. And you have to, of course, remember that the local health people may not have a whole lot of resources to devote to this particular issue. So if we can get it to them more accessibly, more easily, that's a really good thing. We are also fortunate enough to have health plans and facilities that are involved in discussions about metrics, which brings more perspectives. It does also tend to sometimes lengthen the proceedings, but it's a benefit. What we've been looking at recently in Washington to get as a way to get the information out to our local agencies is the Washington Tracking Network. It's a public health data dashboard statewide. You can search it by topic or by location in the state. And here again, local health departments joined a partnership to develop the metrics that we're going to go into the tracking network. We're sort of at the beginning of a process where this resource is going to be a prime way for people in Washington to get information about health. As far as the measures themselves, some basic things like the number of prescriptions, how many people we consider to be chronic users, very important, the number of people who seem to be transitioning from acute to chronic use, because, of course, what we'd really like to do is to interrupt the formation of the next cohort of chronic users. Considering how difficult it is to stop using these drugs once you begin, considering the evidence for limited effectiveness of long-term therapy, we'd like to have a handle on that process if we can. Other measures, high values for morphine equivalent dose, co-prescribing, especially of opioids and benzos, but also of sedatives and barbiturates, looking at new users, and trying to track information about buprenorphine prescriptions. This is what you see now when you go to the website for the tracking network. You've got the URL down here at the bottom of the slide. I need to note that the tracking network is adding Tableau to its toolkit. So there will be changes in what you see here. If you check back in a year or so, it will probably look a lot different, and we think will be even better than it is now. But what you see is a little bit of an introduction with information on how to search by either topic or location within the state. And on the left-hand side, you don't quite clearly see a menu of topics, but it is there. And if you specifically focus on that menu, and you're going to be looking for a measure, there's a series of drop-downs that you look at. So here, let's say we're going to look at the section of health, topic prescriptions and drug overdoses, subtopic drug overdoses, and the specific measure is fatal overdoses of prescription opioids. You can filter by age and sex, and you also see filter for geography down here, either the statewide, the county, or the ACH, which stands for Accountable Communities of Health. That's the implementation of CMS's Accountable Health Communities model that we have in Washington. Well, so there are a number of different ways to present data or to visualize it. You can have a fairly basic table. This one is 16 years, 2000 to 2015. An estimate of the rate for each year, confidence interval, state population as well for comparison. You can do a chart at the state level. This is the same information you just saw in the table. It's those 16 years, an estimate for each year, an interval, and a little a view of the trend that you see during that time as well. This is the chart for the Accountable Communities of Health level. So for each community, you've got the estimate, the interval, you've got the state value right here for comparison for a two-year period, 2013 to 2015. Or you can do a map. This one is at the county level with a gradient, color gradient for the values that are being reported. And then we also have diagonal lines in cases where the values are not reliable. So it's a lot of resources, but of course it's only kind of a first step in working with the counties because we know that, and the local agencies, because we know that there's going to be other things that they need. So to give you an illustration of how this works, we talked to some of the local health people and one of their questions had to do with geography. It would be helpful if we could do something smaller than county-level geography. So we did a fairly comprehensive look at this. We worked with a spatial epidemiologist. We constructed a number of models of different ways to split up counties. What we found out so far is that that is going to be a feasible thing to do when you've got a big population. Not too surprising. If you don't have a large population, and some counties are like this, you get problems with reliability. So we're continuing to explore this topic. The interest continues, and as we add new measures, we're also going to look further at what people are seeing and what they need in order to do their work. Future work, we're going to add more measures. There is a collaborative in Washington of public and private stakeholders that's right now finalizing a set of measures for opioid prescriptions, and we anticipate that those will also be added. Our local health staffers are going to give their viewpoints and ideas. The Department of Health is going to monitor usage, check how things are going, and get the feedback on what else can be done, what can be added to improve. And as I mentioned, there will be the use of Tableau in this setting that will also push us forward. So, some acknowledgments. Glenn Patrick and Buffy Ledoux at the Washington Tracking Network. My piece of this work was funded by a CSTE fellowship. I was an AFIF fellow during the past year. And I should also note that, well, here's our contact information. Jen Sable, who introduced the session, and Bryant Karras were my mentors for the fellowship. And it turns out that if you do a Google search on best mentors, you find pictures of Bryant and Jen when you get the results from your search. So thank you, and I look forward to your questions later on.